Hi, I'm Jonas Sterner, and I'm sitting here in the Sterner Modern Gallery, which I opened in 2019. My father, Carl Sterner, had a gallery in the same location, 1984, 85 period. My father was a sculptor, so I grew up around him creating art and collecting artifacts, collecting art from all around the world. And I became a sculptor myself. I actually worked for Robert Rauschenberg for 15 years down in Florida. So I continue to create art, and I have clients around the country. But the gallery has been a great outlet, being a part of the community here in Easton and continuing my father's legacy, which is extremely important to me. I'm 54 now, so when in 1983, I was 13, and I worked on the building summers. I lived with my mother in the winter, but I would come here. I became a laborer and a drywaller, and then I cut the window in the tower when I was 18. I guess that was later. I was an electrician. I wired the third floor apartment, and the inspector came and said it would look perfect. So I didn't handle any of the wiring to the circuit panel. But so I learned plumbing. I did all this stuff here when I was a kid. A few months ago, I met Bibi Monahan.
I'm originally from Seattle, but I've lived much of my life, New York, Paris, Milan, London. It was back and forth, New York, Paris, back and forth for many years. I came out to Easton to see a friend, a photographer friend, and his wife for the weekend. I'd never been out this direction. And the house was for sale, and I bought the house. I met Carl Sterner through another friend named Carl. I called them Big Carl and Little Carl. Adored them both. Carl Sterner, who we're speaking of, is an amazing man, an amazing spirit, an amazing sculptor. And I just loved his company and being around him. And we would sometimes go to the flea market, go out to lunch. And I have good memories of that, but I had never met Jonas.
And Bibi curated the show. She pulled from my father's collection, including his sculptures, artifacts from Africa, and oceanic pieces, and of course Louis Lamont. Is the majority of the work is Louis Lamont.
I met Jonas, and he and I were just sort of talking nonstop and about so many things, and his father's work. And then I saw Louis Lamont's work, and I went, "This is exceptional," and he probably didn't get much attention back in the day.
He was a friend of my father's, and he collected his work while he was alive, and supported his journey as a painter, and I think helped him continue on just so he could buy more canvas and more paint, which is often all that painters desire.
Carl Sterner, his father, had so many friends that were artists. And I remember Big Carl saying to me, "Oh, you've got to meet so-and-so. You've got to meet so-and-so." And then it would sort of not happen, like we all say. And I don't know if Louis Lamont was still alive when Carl said that, but, you know, that would have been over the top.
What does that kind of mean to you, a legacy where there are so many people who are touched by your father's art every single day? I mean, that has to resonate with you.
Absolutely. No, I mean, he was welcoming people at a time when Easton was down and out. And then, of course, creating work and supporting other artists, and you know, he became, you know, the godfather of the arts in Easton, and then he was recognized with the trail, which is fantastic, Carl Sterner Arts Trail. Actually, having the gallery has enabled me to interact with the community and hear stories, and revive, you know, and learn even about my father after he's been gone.
And we're here, you know, obviously to talk about the gallery, but of course, Louis Lamont's exhibition is going on here. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure, yeah. Well, Louis is an outsider artist, a folk artist, and which is relates to my father. He became a professor, but he was also not formally trained. So they had that connection. Louis's paintings, they have like such a sincere perspective of the world and all around us, all walks of life. And there's weddings with Drunken Bride, The Chain Lady.
His pieces are like urban folk art. They're so honest and straightforward and appealing and down to earth and colorful and happy. Look at the one with the in the snow with the snow shovels drawn on, around the frame. That just makes me like, what? He bought these inexpensive frames and he was framing his own work. Then, not all of them, but many of them, you turn over the painting, the drawing, and he had stories on the back of what it was, where he was, the summer of Chicago, when he visited Chicago. I fell in love with his work. I mean, look at Bonnie and Clyde over there. It's cartoon-like, but so much more.
There's Allentown, there's New York, Chicago, there's New Orleans. He was traveling around. And there's actually a tribute to my father on the back of the one of the Center Square Easton, where he thanks Carl Stirner for his support and for, you know, helping him.
So at first I was thinking of how I would hang them on the wall and so on. And then the penny dropped and I just thought, it should be a loft atmosphere because his father, this is all Carl's, his father's furnishings from the floor that he lived on here, the top floor that he lived on for years. And some of these pieces were Jonas's in his home.
Sure.
And I said, what about recreating a loft, let's call it in the 70s? And the idea was born, and this is how it turned out. Another friend, Jose, my friend of mine came and I introduced the two of them. I felt they would get along. We had the most fun laughing and doing and putting together, and we hung this show from 9 to 4, we hung this show in one day, and I thought, oh, this is going to take me like 3 days to do this, you know. And we did it in one day.
Yeah, well, she came in with her friend Sharon. She instantly took a liking to the Louis Lamonts. In fact, there was one tiny one that she wanted to buy, and I sold it to her for $20, and she loved it, and she loves it, and she's hung it in a prominent location. So she instantly fell in love with Louis. And I fell in love with her, quite frankly, because as I got to know her more and more, I discovered how intuitive she is about, you know, placing objects and understanding them and the essence of them. And it's kind of a departure from our normal presentation. So we've been kind of a stark gallery setting with white walls and pedestals. Bibi's like, get those pedestals out of here.
If this show were hanging in London or New York City, even Paris, this show would sell out.
She, you know, I merely hung them where she said to hang them. And the way that she laid it out, that makes them all sing. And I think that's one of her talents, is putting it all together. You know, taking basically forgotten art and making it beautiful again.
Look how it all works with the African masks and the old rugs and the wingback chair. And it just all feels so comfortable mixing this. And it feels very home-like, which is what I do for a living. And these wonderful drawings are Carl Stirner, which are just sublime. And these wonderful pieces that are more modern, those are Jonas Stirner. And it all just works beautifully together with Louis Lamont.
It was all here in this building. They were dusty. They hadn't been shown or hung or dusted off in years. I mean, it's not just Louis Lamont paintings, but there are others here. There's over close to 100 works of art in this 900 square foot room.
I would wish that more local people would be curious enough to come. I would think they would find it really interesting.
Our normal business hours are Thursday and Friday, 2 until 6, or by appointment. I'm here during the week most of the time, but I'm working on a variety of projects. But I'm happy to open the doors for anyone. And they're just waiting to be rediscovered. And Bibi did that just a block away from the center of Easton.